Okay, everybody. Shavua Tov Umevorach. Today's daf in the Masechet Sota, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Lamed Chet. We're holding at the Halakha Mishnah on the bottom of line Lamed Zayin Omed Beis. And as you can see, Richie made absolutely certain to give us a Zokta Halakha Mishnah today because he could see Doc was gaining on him. Doc's right there, right under him. So go for it, Rich. And so, continuing on the list of all of the inyanim that are said b'davka Loshon HaKodesh, and as we've seen, one of the main themes here is inyanim that have to do with brocha, with klala, and one of the inyanim, of course, is birchas kayanim. Birchas kayanim, as it says, it's supposed to be davka b'Loshon HaKodesh ketzad. So, b'medina omerot ha-shalosh brachot. So when you are outside of the Beit HaMikdash and you're not using the Shema Meforash, so then you say it as three separate brachot with an amen between each one. Yivorecha Hashem Yishmerecha, amen, and so on. But in the Beit HaMikdash, you did not say amen at the end of any bracha if the Shema Meforash was used. And that's because amen is an insufficient response to the Shema Meforash. It doesn't give any covered to the Shema Mefurash. And therefore, we have to give the whole response of Min Olam, V'yad Olam, and so on, which the Gemara will discuss later on. And therefore, was all said as one long bracha. There's no chiyuv to split it up, b'davka. And therefore, they said it b'migdash as bracha achat. B'migdash, other differences between the Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash, is b'migdash omer et Hashem kichtavo. So you say it with the Sheba Hashem Yud Kevovke, Ubimina Bekinuyo, which is the Shema of Admus. Bimina Konim Nosimet Yedeim Kineget Katvehem, Ubimigdash Agabe Roshehem. So in the Beis HaMikdash, you lift up your hands only shoulder height. But in the Migdash, that would be inappropriate because since you're using the Shema Mefurash and the Shechina is Shera on the Yedeim of the Kayanim, so then your head would be higher than the Shechina, so to speak. So the same reason that you're not allowed to sit above the level of the Chayla, where the Shechina is al Rosha, you have to sit down. So the same thing is true over here. You had to make sure that your hands, where the Shechina was higher than the Rosh. Chutz b'Kohen Gadol, Shechina magbiyat yadav l'malam minatzitz, except for the Kohen Gadol, where over there, if he would lift his hands higher than the tzitz, it would be higher then the Kodesh Lashem that was written on the tzitz, that was inappropriate. Was Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, what was inappropriate about it? This last piece, according to almost all of Mefarshim, is not connected with Rabbi Yehuda. It's just going back to the Ikar Adin of Vayisa Aronet Yadav El Ha'am Vayivarchem, that there's an Indian of lifting up your hands, Vayisa Et Yadav. Tana Rabban. So now we have all of the various halachas that we derive from the psukim of Birkas Kehanim, and we'll see that as the Rambam lists them all at the end of Birkas Kehanim, that these are the kabbalas that we have, Shemei Shmueis from Meshur Rabbeinu. This is what they heard in the Pirush of the Pasuk. Kote Varchu means B'Lashon HaKedesh. Atomer B'Lashon HaKedesh. Oino Ela B'Cholashon. Nemakan kote varchu v'never lahamlon. Once again, we're back to Hagrizim and Arevo, and there it says Ele yamdulu varechet ha'am. So the loshen of bracha and bracha that appears in both places is gzeres shava, and balal b'loshen hakedesh, as we saw before, that you had to do b'loshen hakedesh there. We brought from the pasuk. We had the anu, or we had the kols koko mimeisha afkan b'loshen hakedesh. Rabbi Yudaimer, you don't need to have a gzera shava. It says beferish ko devorchu, which means ko means ad shomer b'loshon hazeh. Tosfos is basber, according to Tanakama, if it doesn't say kacha, and it said kacha devorchu, the Tanakama would have been made it. But if it doesn't say kacha, then it's not ma'akev if it says ko. So Mamela, they wanted to bring the gzera shava. Tanya Ida, the other price expands further. Ko tevarchu means it has to be ba'amida. Atomer ba'amida, ba'inu elah, fiyu b'yeshiva. Oh, so here too, we have the same Gezeirah Shavah. Nemar kan kotev vorechu, v'nemar lahalan eila ya'amdu levorech, again, by Hagrizim and Areva, ma'al lahalan ba'amida, as it says, ya'amdu levorech. Afkan ba'amida, Rabbi Nassan Omer, no need here either for Gezeirah Shavah, because eino tzarech, since it says, l'shoras so, ulevorech b'shmu, so the means that there is a hekesh between Sherus and Brocha. And if that's the case, then that means Mash Bisharis is Ba'amida, Af Mevorech is Ba'amida. How do we know that Misharet, the Kohen Gadol was Misharet, has to be Ba'amida? That's a general halacha. La'amod L'Sharet. Tanya Idach. Ko Tevorechu means with your hands lifted. B'nis Yud Kapayim. How do you see that the words Kot Varchu means Benisiyut Kapayim? Well, here too, we have a Gezeirah Shavah. Nemar kan Kot Varchu, v'nemar lahalan, by the actual events at the Miluim, it says, Vayisa Aharon et yadav el ha'am vayavarachim. But just like over there, by Aaron, it says, Vayisa, he lifted up his hands, vayavarachim. That shows that the mitzvah of Nisiyut Kapayim also is Afkan Nisiyut Kapayim. Kashle the Rabbi Yonatan. If Lemaisa we're going to be relying on Gzeirah Shavah, so then we have to have the Gzeirah Shavah complete. You can't pick and choose what things you want to learn out of Gzeirah Shavah. So then we should learn that it's exactly the same halacha. Just like over there. It was not a Kohen Ed yet. It was Aaron HaKohen. It says Beferish. It was a Kohen Gadol. And it wasn't on any old day. It was the first day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day that was not al Eser HaTarot. So maybe that's the only time that you do Birkas Kohanim is on Rosh Chodesh. And not only that, but it was at the time that Aaron HaKohen was doing the Aveda of the Miluim, and that's Aveda Sibur. So maybe that's the only time that there's a Chiev of this whole halacha of Birkas Kohanim and Nisiyas Kapayim. So therefore, says Rabbi Nosson, well, you're right, but we don't need the Gzeirah Shavah. Eino tzarech. Harehu Omer, hu uvanav kol hayamim. So if that shows us, makish banav lo, mahu benisiyus kapayim. So that means that the same mitzvah that we have in Nosai of Birchas Kayanim, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmorecha, that is the result also of a hekesh to Aaron HaKohen at the time of the Miluim. Which means, since in Meshivan ala Hekesh, the Hekesh, you give the whole way, Mahu benisiyut kapayim, Av banav benisiyut kapayim. Furthermore, in that same pasuk, it said, Hu banav kol hayamim. So kol hayamim means that we are not limited to Rosh Chodesh, we're not limited to the Avedas Tzibur, but as the Sifrei says, we are actually learning out kol hayamim, bein sheyesh beis hamikdash kayim, bein shein beis hamikdash kayim, bein beretz yisrael, bein bechutz laaretz. That's how the Sifri learns from kol hayamim. And memela, we end up with a mitzvah birkas kayanim that is very different from the way that it was originally given with Aaron HaKohen. Once that's true, even though it said lisharet, we know that that's true about Brocha, because we already saw that there was a hekesh of Lisharet and Levarech, in which case, it must be the same din for Birchas Kayanim. Now, we said that the Kayanim use the Shem Hashem HaMefurash at Birchas Kayanim in the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know that? So, Tanya Ida, Ko Tevorchu et Bnei Yisrael B'Shem HaMefurash. Ata Omer B'Shem HaMefurash. What makes you say that? Oh, eino ela bekinui. Since it repeats at the end of Birkat Kohanim, v'samu et shmi al b'nei Yisrael. So what is that adding? That's coming to tell me shmi, the shem hamiyuchad li, and not the shem that was lo kamo shani nikra. Yochol af migvulin came. So you might think that even where you're making Birkat Kohanim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you would also always use the Shem Hashem? No. Nemar kan v'samu et shemi, v'nemar lahalan losum et shemo sham. That's Hamakom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem mikol shivtechem losum et shemo sham. That is specifically the Beis Hamikdash, in which case we have a heck, a gzeirah shavah, that tells me that what that mokom is clearly mal halan beit habechira hamakom asher yivchar Hashem. So we're calling it beit habechira sheyivchar Hashem. Afkan. So here too, where it says v'samu et shemi, is shmi losum et shemo. Beautiful. So it's the same. Loshen of v'samu et shmi is in the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was becher losum et shemo. Rabbi Yoshia Omer, here too, you don't have to come under Gzeirah Shavah. Since the Torah says in general, Arehu Omer, b'chol ha'makom asher azkir et shmi, avo elecha uverachticha. How do you understand that pasuk? The pasuk doesn't make any sense. What it's saying is that every place where you're going to mention the Shem Hashem, where I allow you to mention the Shem Hashem, so I'm going to come and be mevarach you. But there is no place particularly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava as to be maskir the Shem Hashem. So it can't mean b'chol makom. I mean, what does that mean? That any place where you decide that you're going to say Birkas Kohanim, so then that's going to mean that the Shechina is going to appear in that place because you decided to say Birkas Kohanim. But that doesn't make any sense because we know, as Rashi points out, that Bedavka, the Torah says not to use the Osius of the Shem always. So it can't mean B'chol Makom because there's got to be a place where it's Miyuchad that we can use, but it never said where that place is. So therefore, the whole Pasuk is backwards. The Pasuk is not coming to tell me that where you're Maskir the Shem, that that is the place where the Shechina will appear. It's saying you're just the opposite. The Shechina appears, and in that place, that's where you can be Maskir. We have the Rishus, that's your Askir Hashemi. That's where you have Rishus to be Maskir the Shem Hashem. Elamikra ze misurasu. The Pasuk is actually backwards. And you have to read it like this. The place where my Shechina comes to be Mavarach you in the Beis HaMikdash, where all brachas emanate from. So that in that place, Sham Askirat Shmi, there I will give you Rishus to be Maskir the Shem. So where is that place? That's the place where the brachas come from the Hashras Hashchina, and that is the Beis HaBechira, wherever that is. If it's in the Mishkan, if it's in Shilai, if it's in Yerushalayim, the final Beis HaBechira, Shom Azkir Et Shmi, and that's the place where I'm going to give you Rishus to be Maskir the Shem in the Beis HaBechira. Now, what this implies is a fascinating thing, because it appears that there's actually a machloikis over here, depending which posik you learned it from, about whether it's a din specifically in Birkas Kohanim, or it's a general din. Because the way that Rabbi Yoshia is learning it, that Eino Tzarech, and this is a general rule of Komo Kom, Asher Askir Et Shmi Avoy Elecha Brachticha, so then the Mashma'ut would be that it's not only in Birkas Kohanim, which is this idea that we don't say Amen at all in the Beis HaMikdash, but that would mean that the Tefillahs in general that would be said in the Beis HaMikdash that you would have to answer to are all said always only with the Shem Hashem. Mashainkein. The way that the Gemara originally brought it is that it's a din specifically in Birchas Kayanim. That's the halacha of a Samar Shmi. So there's a big nafkamina. Actually, it turns out that, I mean, there seems to be a machlokas the Rishayim over here, because Enachinami, the Ritva says that the reason when he's befarish the Gemara later on, that the in the Beis HaMikdash, that we never said the Amen, we always said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusay Le'alon V'ad, and so on, that was Gufa because of this Nakuda, that we were always mentioning the Shem Hashem. So the Ritva says that in Yuma, and the Rabbeinu Bachya, by the way, mentions it in Bishalach in his Pirish. So, I mean, they seem to take that for granted. And there's many others that ask from different places that it's not mashman urmaskir in every tefillah. But in any event, it could be that it's kufa dependent in this machlokas. It's a fascinating thing. We never saw that before. Okay. Tanya, we have another braisa. that expands further on the quote of Baruch Hu as Bnei Yisrael. In the Yellow Bnei Yisrael, Mashmaut is to be before Bnei Yisrael, is Dafka Bnei Yisrael. But how do you know that that includes Gerim, Nashim, Avadim Meshuchrarim? Maybe it's only those who are Yisrael initially, those who are men, Bnei Yisrael, not Nashim. So how do we know that includes everyone? That's why it repeats at the end, Amor Lahem, Lekulo, everybody is included. Tanya Yirech Ko Tevaruch Hu. Ko Tevaruch Hu means panim keneged panim. You have to be facing Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael have to be facing the Kayanim. Atalmer panim keneged panim. Well, you know, el panim keneged Erev. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad if people are facing the other way and they're in the other the back of the Beis Hamedrash. Maybe they don't have to turn around to face the Kayanim. Where does it say over here? Necessarily, it has to be panim keneged panim. Amor lahem ke'adam ha'omer l'chaveiro. It's like people speaking face to face. This is basically the way that we speak about Kavayocha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Rabbeinu, that it's a getter of panim b'fanim. Kasher yedaber ish et reyehu. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. So it's mamish, the same idea that we have over here. Also remarkable. Now, this is a wonderful, wonderful diak that actually is brought halacha. Very interesting. The question is the halacha of Ba'amida, that Papashtas, the Ba'amida is a reference only to the Kohanim, right? And yet we know that the Tzibur is also makpid to be Eimed. So is there a din that the Tzibur is supposed to be Ba'amida as well? Or is it really only a halacha in the Kayanim that it's Be'amida? So the Chayra, and actually the Magen Avraham paskens this way, that the Tzibur doesn't have to be Be'amida. The Tzibur is allowed to sit. Now, what's interesting is that, that's not so pashut. The Meiri, for instance, says, no, everybody has to stand. But the most wonderful thing of all is in the Sefer Charedim, where the Sefer Haredim says, this is his lashon, it says, Yisrael ha'omdim panim keneged pnei ha'kohanim b'shtika u'mechavnim libam lekabel birchatam kedvar Hashem hanami b'chlal ha'mitzvah. So he learns that Yisrael are part of the mitzvah of birkas kohanim, the sense of being mekabel the bracha. So even though they don't say anything, the din of Amida would therefore be chal on them also, because they're gufa, a chelik of the mitzvah. And therefore, v'cheinei mondim. So that's really unbelievable. It means that a person should actually be mechaving the mitzvah when he's standing and he's facing the kohanim, and he's being mechaving to be mekabel bracha. It's a beautiful thing. Tanya idach. More things that were medayik. Tanya idach. Ko Tevaruch Hu means b'kol ram. You can't whisper it. You have to say it aloud. Oh, eino ela b'lachash. How do you know? Maybe it just means that the Kohanim should say it, but who's to say that it has to be heard? Talmud Lomar, the same diak. Amor lahem. Ki adam shomer l'chaveiro. If a person is speaking to another person, he doesn't whisper it. Omer Abaye naktinan. We have a Kabbalah that if there are two Kohanim that are in the Beit HaKnesset, so then you call out Kohanim, that they should come up. But for one Kohen, you don't say Kohen. Eino kore Kohen. Why? The remez in the pasuk, Amor lahem, davka lishnaim, but not for one. The Omer of Chista, fascinating mimer of Rav Chista, which we don't pass tonight, is that naktinan Kohen kore Kohanim, ve'en Yisrael kore Kohanim, in order to have someone say that word, Kohanim, what we call the Kohanim, it's Dafka, a Kohen, who can say Kohanim, but not just any old Yisrael, the in Yisrael Kore Kohanim. So how do we get such a thing? So the place that we get is from the Pasuk again. The Amor Lehem, according to Rav Chista, is Dafka, the Amira, is Mishalahem. It actually should be their amira too. Amor, the amira, lahem. That's an interesting remez. And it's interesting, Rishami, there's Bedavka, a sheet that it says exactly the opposite, that only a Yisroel can call Kayanim, because that's he's asking for the bracha of Kol Devorach. So we paskin like Abaye, but we do not paskin like Rav Chisda, that a Kohen is supposed to be the one that is carrying. Amr of Yeshua ben Levi. Where do we see that, you know, we had the Ramban who speaks about the Indian of the Hashras HaShchina in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Pasuk says, L'shochbi betocham. This is a beautiful Ramban that we've spoken about so many times, where he says that you see from here that the Hashras HaShchina in the Beis HaMikdash is a tzerech gavaya. It's not for your purposes only. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out so that he would be Shochni B'Tolcham. This is, the same thing is true of Birchas Kayanim. The Maral actually uses the same exact lashon, Tzerech Gavaya. He takes that same lashon from the Ramban. And then where do we see that it's a Tzerech Gavaya? Because it says, V'samu et Shemiyahu b'nei Yisroel v'ani avorchem. I'm insisting that you do this. It's not like some V'samten. I want you to see to it that this is done, because I need to come to be mevorech them. If the Kohen gives a bracha, then he gets a bracha. But if he doesn't give a bracha to Yisroel, eno mitbarech. Shenemar va'avorecha mevarechecha. The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol Kohen she'eino ole l'dukhan over b'shlosha mitzvot aseh. Because each one of these separate lashonos, the truth is, it doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to say literally of the Tayag mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. But it's given over with three lashonos of aseh. The Rambam also brings that even though it's one mitzvah, but there's three lashonos of aseh, and if we quote this Gemara as well, and you're over keilu, you're over on three separate mitzvahs aseh. Kol tevorchu, amor lahem, v'samu et shemi. Rav says if a kohen doesn't go up, forget about the question of like whether he is over on aseh. There's actually a bigger issue over here. If the kohen doesn't go up, it seems to imply there's a reason for that. Instead of telling him that he's over, let's bite the bullet and recognize he's probably not a Kohen. Probably he knows he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and that he's Posel. So because of that, he's not going up. So therefore, Chashid Shem Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And actually, this is on a Machlokas. It sounds like a Machlokas that Rebbe was saying there. It's not something that we should say he's over on, that it depends on the circumstances. Because lo pligi, hada salik leprakim and lo salik leprakim. If the guy goes up, let's say for yontif, he goes up. So then he's been koveya, that he's a kohen. And some of them are forced to say, even if he goes out of his way to show his kuna in other ways, maybe he takes matnes kuna or so on. So then we're not chayshish. And then Rav didn't say that in those circumstances we should be chayshish. And when we're not chayshish, so at that point, of course, we're going to come down on his head that he's being over on three hases. So for the pligi, other solik leprakim, other solik leprakim. The Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, kol kohen she'eino ole ba'avoda, shuv eino ole. If he didn't remember that we learned that Aaron HaKohen was coming at the moment that he was being yored, he still had in his hands mamash the aveda, and then at the end he walked down and he completed bringing down the karbonis that he was holding. That means that it's really a function of aveda, except that we had kol hayamim to tell us that even if we don't have a beis hamikdash, fine, but then we're koveya it in aveda of tefillah. So how come we don't say it in aveda? We say it actually in haidah. So that the Gemara said elsewhere. Remember, we're talking about the seder of the tefillahs, that haidah and aveda is chodah milsa. So we wait until we have the excitement of the Hidah. But as far as when the mitzvah is chal, that's when the mitzvah is chal, at the time of the Aveda, the same way that it was for Aaron HaKohen. Therefore, if by that point he has not gotten to the Duchan, so then he can't be Eilu L'Duchan. Shenema v'yisa ronet yadav ala am v'vorechim, v'yered me'asot ha'chatat v'olav ha'shlamim, ma'la halan ba'avoda avkan ba'avoda. But wait a minute. I mean, we know for a fact, Rabbani and Rabbasi, they used to go up even though it wasn't Bhaveda. And they went up when it was time to do Birkas Kohanim. They didn't walk up before we got to Haidah. How in the world do you explain that? Rav Ani v'Rav Asi mi koravi akri kir ay. Now, what you didn't notice is that Rav Ami and Rav Asi started moving their feet at Aveda. They didn't actually get to the Mokum of the Dukhan until the time of the Broch. So, mimta lo avimato ato. They didn't get all the way there. But then that's what the halacha meant. It meant that they have to show, basically, that they're on their way there. And this is Kiritari Rav Hoshaya. This is actually a brisa. This is not their chiddush. Lo shanu ela shelo akar et raglav. Aval akar et raglav ola. If they started walking already during Aveda, there's no problem. Not only that, but the truth is we don't really need a brisa. Remember that we have the Mishnah, where the Mishnah was discussing what the din would be if the chazan is a kohen. Does he actually turn around and say Birkat Kohanim, or does he not? So the Pashtus, the Mishnah said in the beginning, that if the chazan is, first of all, we have the din of the chazan is not a kohen, so he shouldn't say amen because he can make you confused and he won't get back to the Sim Shalom and so on. And if he's a kohen, he shouldn't be Nosias Kapo. Then it says that im avtachato shenaseir kapav v'chazel l'tfilato, if he's sure that he's not going to get confused, and he is able to concentrate on being a chazan and being a kohen at the same time, so he can do the Birkas Kohanim as long as he knows that after Birkas Kohanim he's going to be able to turn around and say Sim Shalom without getting confused. So then that would be okay. Now, what does this have to do with our sugya? I'll tell you, because right away when we learned that Mishnah, so right away it came up in the Beis HaMedrash. How could that be? Vavina, but we asked over there in the Gemara, Lo Akar, how would he be allowed to do Birkat Kohanim if he's a Kohen, if he has not moved? And the idea is that the Kohen has to be called up, and here is the Chazan, is in the same place he always was. So in what sense can he do the Birkat Kohanim? Ella, so it must be, that we understand it, that he was not Purta. So that even though he was in the middle of the Amidah, he moved a little bit to indicate that he's going to be turning and going up to do the Birkas Kohanim, and that's enough. So you see that it's sufficient to be not Purta. The Chazan obviously doesn't stop davening, turn around and go up to the Dukhan. So you see that that's the most important point. So therefore, by Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, there's no problem. Vachinami de akar purta. Yom Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Once already we're talking about bracha from Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. There's another thing that Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said about bracha. You don't give a kos of bracha to make the Birkat HaMazon unless it's a person who's a tov ayin. He enjoys sharing. He's a decent person, generous person. He's not someone who is going to make a bracha, and he's thinking about himself all the time. So that type of narcissistic personality should not be given the bracha to say. Shenema tov ayin hu yivorach, ki natan milach moladav. This is a person that gives his things away to the poor, and therefore you don't have to read that yivorach, but krein nami should say yivorech. He's the one that is roi to be mevorech. And furthermore, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, once we're already on the topic of toiv ayin and bracha, you should know that even birds won't eat the food of someone who's a tsar ayin. That's interesting. It's a beautiful, beautiful pasuk. So the pasuk before was talking about people who don't give to aniyim, they don't care about others. So it says in the pasuk afterwards, ki chinam nizora hareshet peinei ko bal knaf. So this guy is wasting his time scattering the bird seed on his traps to try to get the birds to eat. Those birds ain't going to come for his food. Are you kidding? We wouldn't eat something from this guy for nothing. So how do they know? So you see from there that the birds are makir. Even the birds are makir in lechem ra'ayin. Adorable. The Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. Kol ha'nene mitzorei ayin. People who take food and enjoy the food of people who are really misers. The Ivri Balav, right? This was a beautiful pasuk we've had in so many different contexts, including a Talmud who's learning by his Rebbe, who can't give him a good explanation. I remember some of these. Al tilcham et lechem ra'ayim, ki kemo shar b'nafsho ken hu, echol v'shaseh yom alach, but libo ba'al imcha. So don't take the bread of this type of ra'ayim, of a person who's miserly. And now the truth is, we skipped a little piece because we want to get to it in a moment, but it actually says, "Va'al titav l'matamotav." Don't enjoy all of his goodies. Okay, so but we want to skip that until we hear the next maimer. So over here, this is what the pasuk says. Yeah, he tells you eat and drink. He doesn't want you to eat and drink. He's feeling embittered by it. Sha'ar, Rashi says, sha'ar b'nafsho, it's not sha'ar, sha'ar b'nafsho. So sha'ar is a lashon of te'inim sha'arim. It means sour figs. So he's basically sha'ar. It's another beautiful pshat that Rashi brings from Menachem ben Saruk, which is incredible, which is, he's always being misha'er. How much is he eating? How much did he do? Oh my God, how much more is it going to be? That's a very graphic way of reading the pasuk. Rashi brings it. That's very sweet. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak Amar, why only one lav? Why al tilcham et lechem ra'ayim? And what about va'al titav l'matamotav? Don't have any desire to eat his yummy things, because they're not for, you can't even say that's for the birds. It's not even for the birds. So nobody should be in it from that. When Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, you should know that here we're in this sugya gufa, which could be learning about Egla Rufa, which is one of those in Yom to be said b'lashon HaKodesh. But the whole idea of Egla Rufa, how do we ever get a situation of an Egla Rufa? It's only because of Tzorei Ha'ayin. How do I know? Because when the Bezdin comes and the Zikneh here, and they come and they bring the Egla Rufa, so then they wash their hands and they say, we didn't spill this blood, right? Yadeinu lo shafchu et hadam hazeh. Now, as we know, we really thought that the Bezdin and the Zikanim, what? V'chi alali beinu shezikneh beidin shofchei damimeh. Well, we think they really murdered him. Elal, and what is it really saying? That lo bal yadeinu patranuhu v'lo ri'inuhu v'inachnuhu. This guy didn't come into our hands and we just let him leave. And we didn't give him off. What is that? What are those two things? It means, Loboli Adenu, he didn't come to us and he left without any food. Chas v'chalila. U'petarnu b'lo mezonot. And we also, Lorinu v'nachnu b'lo levayah. Well, you think we would let a guy go and go on the way where it's dangerous and we let him go without having somebody be with him? So if there was anything that we could have done to prevent this, we did. What does the food have to do with that? I mean, the guy didn't starve to death. He's got a knife in his back. So what's it talking about? What difference does it make if we would have given him food? Ah, but the point is that this guy might have been starving, right? So if he was starving and there's another guy there, maybe he tried to grab a piece of food and this person shot him, you know? So that would explain how he was killed. Well, that's definitely not what happened. That's good for what they're saying. You see that ultimately, we consider that a person who did not do what he needed to do for an individual who was walking along the road, and that includes giving him something to eat, is considered to be chayev for this guy's death. Omer ad omer abismaloi. What do you do if the Beit HaKnesset is all kohanim? So what happens then? Kulam olim leducha. Everybody goes up to the ducha. Wait a minute. I thought the idea that you said that it was Amor Lahem, and that was the whole idea, Ponim Keneged Ponim, and I said, now, who are they giving the bracha to? I mean, that like leaves out the other half, especially according to the Sefer Charedim, that the people that were there, that are being Mekabel the bracha, that's part of the mitzvah. I mean, so what happened to the other half of the bracha? So, L'mi Mevorchim, Omer Rabbi Zera, they're being Mevorech to all of the people who are unable to come to the minyan, because they're busy working. And so because of that, even if it's not a working day, maybe it's Shabbos or whatever. So over there, the bracha would be to people who were unable to come. Maybe they weren't feeling well or whatever. So that's who it's to. Now, there's a little bit of a problem because it comes here, Bikiddush, since the Pashtus is that it should have simply answered, what do you mean, what do you mean, Mevorach? Why does it have to be the Mevorach, someone who's in the fields, which raises problems? Because he's in the fields, and that means that they're outside of town. They're not in front of them, they're behind them. And I was going to ask, I thought Birchas Kohanim doesn't go to people who are behind, it only goes to people in front of them. But then it should have said that the people that it goes to are the women, the children, that they're at home and they're unable to come to davening. So why doesn't it say that that is precisely who the Kabbalahs and Brachas are? The Sefer Medayik from here, that even though we said Amor Lahem is Koilel everybody, Noshim, etc., right? But that doesn't change the fact that the opening of the Pasuk is the Kota Varchu B'nei Yisrael specifically. So it means that the Iker Brocha is going to be focusing on B'nei Yisrael. Amor Lahem is Koilel everyone else with the B'nai Yisrael, but that this still remains an actual problem. So then if there's no B'nai Yisrael that are being Mevorech, so who would they be Mevorech? Achim Shebesadot. But then that's a problem, because the Achim Shebesadot would generally be behind the Kohanim. Well, Tani Abba, B'reda Rabin Yomer Barchia, the Am She'achorei Kohanim, people who are behind the Kohanim are not included in the Birchas Kohanim, because they're not facing the Kohanim. So how can the people in the fields, they're included? Lokasha, Adanise. Well, there's a big difference between the two cases. What he said that the people in the fields, of course they're included because they're anusim. What are they supposed to do? They can't not work their fields. Masha'in came. What we were talking about over here, Abba and Barav Binyamin, that he was talking about people who had every opportunity, but were too lazy to leave their seats, to go move a little bit so that they can get to be in front of the Kohanim instead of behind the Kohanim. So that's how much they care about the Bracha. So fine, so then they're not included in the Bracha. In Okinami. No, the law needs to. But wait a minute. Atani Rav Shima, Mirata de Shichori, Beita Knesset, Tukula Kohanim. He doesn't say they should all go up. He says, Miktsatam Olim and Miktsatan Anim Amet, that some of them are actually going to stand in the Tzibur and they'll say Amen to the Kohanim. Answers the Gemara, it's not a problem. What did Shtayr Be'asara? So we're talking about over here, that is talking about a case where even if some of the Kohanim go up, there's still possible for there to be 10 Kohanim that are left down. So you could still have Birchas Kohanim that are given to a Kahal. Masha Enke, what we're talking about over here, that's talking about where if any of the Kohanim go up, they're not going to have 10 Kohanim anyway that are going to say Amen. So therefore, if we have enough, then fine, it's Kedai that there should be people that are going to be Makabal the Bracha. Now, this is a little bit of a pellet. Because, I mean, for the Kohen to be Mevorech, it seems to be a riot to the Sefer Charedim. Because for the Kohanim to be Mevorech is a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. So we're going to say, we're going to tell some of the Kohanim, don't go up, don't be Mekayim your mitzvah. This way there'll be people that are in the Amen. I mean, where do you see that it's that important that people are in the Amen and to be Mevatel Kohanim from doing their mitzvah? Unless you're actually learning that the people that are down and being in the Amen are a chelik of the mitzvah itself, and they're being ma'afshir, the chalos of the bracha. That would make sense. By the way, getting to this thing that we had before from Abba Brethren Yom Rachia, he was the one who said, and he brought this right, Am she'achorei ha'kohanim, einam b'chlal bracha. So, I mean, what constitutes like a hefsek between the kohanim and people? I mean, look, you know, there's lots of tall people maybe sitting there and blocking the people in the back. I mean, is that considered to be that everybody has to push in and they have to be right in front, in the front row? Or maybe we have to organize the Beit HaKnesset, the shorter people in front, the taller people behind them. And that way we have stadium seating in the Beit HaKnesset, or stadium standing, according to the Haredim. So is that true? So clearly that's ridiculous. Obviously, Pshita Arichi Bapigutsi, Lomavsik. I'm having tall people in front of short people. That's not called a hefsek from the Kohanim. It's even though they can't mamish see, that doesn't matter. It's also pretty clear that if you had the teva, you had the place where you have the Sefer Torah, sometimes the Sefer Torah is like further up and there's people that are behind. It happens very often. The Oran stands out, you know, then you have people on either side. So sometimes the rabbi is to the left, to the right, and the Chashuvei HaKahal, so that's not considered to be a hefsek. If you have like a small teva and it's in front of, you're sitting in front of the teva and the kanim are all the way in the back of the shul, that's not going to be a hefsek. But what if there's mamish mechitza? You're behind the Ezra's Noshim. What about that? That happens very often, right? People, they're davening in Ezra's Noshim. Is that considered to be, if you're behind the mechitza, are you part of Birchas Kohanim? Tashma, the Omre, the Yeshua, the Levi, Afilu Mechitza Shel Barzel. This was, even if you're living behind the Iron Curtain, Enam Avseket, Ben Yisrael, Aviv Shemashemayim. This was the whole mocker of Churchill's famous speech. Was this Gemara? Mechitza Shel Barzel was Yoda. Right? What about studying? How about people that are not mamish facing the Kohanim? They like to the side. Also happens very often. So you see, very often you see people that are like pushing in. They want to be right in front of the Kohen so they can get the bracha directly from the Kohen. They figure it's sort of like being at the equator, you know, or living up and down the sides. And you're not getting the same amount of sunshine. So if you're right in front of the Kohanim, you get more of a bracha. So that's why they figure they'll push themselves in to make sure that they're right in front. So is there such a concept, or studium is considered to be the equivalent of in front of them, or would that be a problem of actually being the same as behind them? Omar Abba Marba Ravashi, we can learn this actually from the Farisha Mishnah in Pora. So it says over there, someone had kavana to do hazoya. Now hazoya requires kavana for tahira. So if you have kelim that are in front of you, that became tamei meis, and you have to sprinkle the pora aduma mayim on it, the menida on it. So he had kavana to be mazeh in front of him, and he gives such a big zetz with his hazoya that he goes to the back, and the hazoya goes backwards. That happens to be that there were kelim behind him that were in need of hazoya. That doesn't help. Or vice versa. If he was trying to get the kelim l'acharav and he does it l'fanav, hazato psula, because he had to have in mind that thing that he wants to be mazeh. But what if he was going to be mazeh on what's right in front of him? And there were like a lot of kelim. Some of the kelim were to the side. The din over there is that if he was mazeh, al hatzdadim shebefanav, so even if it's at a diagonal, that's considered to be the same thing as befanav. And over there, hazato ksheira, so it doesn't matter what the angle is. Because he had in mind to be, was going to be mazeh in front of him, whatever this is. This is in front of him. So you see from here that the same thing is true of Birchas Kohanim. Somebody who's standing in front, but at an angle to the Kohen, is definitely included in the bracha. Excellent. Hey, v'samuach miyal b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avorachem. Amen. May El Yeshuati Iftach for the life of God. Birkat Hashem al Kulchem. Kol Tov, everybody.